Hey, good morning. It's 7:36.
Seven.
Let's get to it. Your topic of the day brought to you by Joey C's Pizzeria, M139 in Benton Harbor. Pizza, pasta, subs. It's a great weekend for it. Seriously, you don't want to cook. You don't want to cook all weekend long. Get yourself some Joey C's Pizza. Grab a couple subs. Just load up, man. You can give them a call. Pick up your order. It's super fast, super easy, and clean and safe. So check them out. Joey C's Pizzeria. What's the matter for you?
Come on.
Your topic for today. What's the dumbest lie you've ever told that someone actually believed? You're a lie. You're a big phony.
Hey, phony.
This guy's a phony.
This guy's a phony.
What do you got?
I don't know if I ever told you this. If you've ever asked. God. But I have.
You lied to me, didn't you?
You liar. I have a scar right on in between my shoulder blades. It's right on my spine. Where your collar line would be. It's probably an inch or two below that, right in the middle, all right?
Okay.
And what it was like a little cyst, like a blood boil, when I was in middle school that I got removed. And what happened was the first time I got it cut out, because that area stretches a lot, it developed, you know, that like a lot of scar tissue. So it was raised on my back. So I had to go back in and have them cut around and make it a little bit bigger so it wouldn't stretch so much. Boring stuff, right? Well, a lot of people are like, whoa, it's fairly noticeable right there on my neck if you're not used to it. And a lot of people are like, whoa, dude, what happened to your back? Which also is, by the way, kind of a rude thing to ask.
Look at that thing.
But I don't even notice it now. But what I always tell people, and I've made this elaborate story, but it's like, dude, honestly, I almost died. I tell everyone that I was hunting with my brother, and I was walking this patch of woods, and he shot at a deer, missed, and but some freak accident, the bullet grazed my back.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, seriously, the doctor said that if it was in a centimeter or two lower, I'd be paralyzed. I'd be dead probably.
Wow.
And people are like, are you serious? I'm like, yeah, I was walking through the woods. My brother was sitting in his tree stand, and I was saying I was coming up over this ridge, and he was aiming at a deer, and I just happened to be in the wrong spot, and the bullet grazed, and I just felt this heat graze across my back. And then my brother came up, and he's like, oh, my God, I almost killed you. And people are like, are you serious? I'm like, yeah, that's what happened. It's crazy.
Did you think of this huge elaborate story when you were getting that nasty, dirty cyst taken off of your back? Or did you just come up with it at the time when somebody asked you?
It was just at the time. Like, down the road, like, people didn't really see it. I had it covered up for so long, and I was a little, like, about it. But after a while, you just didn't care. But I think it was, like, the third time someone asked me. I was like, all right, you know what? I'm tired of telling the same old thing. Because it was a blood boil. Like, people are like, what? So that's when I just started. And I've told that lie to a lot of people, and a lot of people, if I've told it to you, it's a lie, and you're just finding it out now. I told Kiki it the first time I met her, and she asked me about it.
Does she know, though? Does she know the real story?
She knows now, but I let that one run out for a while. And I'm like, by the way.
How big is this thing? I don't think I've ever seen it.
It's probably like inch and a half.
It's a baby gash.
No, maybe like 2 inches by half an inch. So it looks like a really thin oval, kind of. I'm rubbing it right now. It's where I get my power.
You should say I got stabbed in the back by my ex-girlfriend, literally.
That bitch stabbed me. So that's my dumb lie I have said numerous times.
It's a pretty good lie.
And
it's a pretty good lie, you know. It makes the story better, and it makes you feel better. Yeah.
It is fun. And it also makes my brother look like a jerk.
God.
Yeah, he was just shooting blindly into the woods, almost killed me.
He was in front of you while he was shooting? What?
We're actually playing Dodge the Bullet. It's a fun game that we play at the farmstead. All right, I'm going to shoot. Now you got to dodge it. Anyway, so there you go. That's the dumbest lie I've ever told. We are going to take a quick break. Comment on Facebook. We got some great ones on there. We're going to get to those in just a bit. What's the dumbest lie that you ever told that someone actually believed? Hey, you big phony. This guy's a phony. All right. We'll have more when we come back with your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day.
Bruh.
Yeah. Good morning. It's 7:47. Brock Hunter.
Seven.
What's up, you ace?
Yeah, Ace. What's up, man?
You're Joey C's. You got a Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. What's the dumbest lie you've ever told that someone actually believed? You're a big old liar. What do you got?
You're a big phony. I believe I've told this story once way back when we first started doing this together. I'm going to rehash it, though, because it's an embarrassing story. And it involves my wife now. So 8 years ago,
nice.
When I met my wife at the moment, I took her over to a buddy's house for the first time to meet the friends. You know, hey, this is my group of friends. So after getting a glass door kicked into her face, which is another story in itself that I'll tell another time, everybody decides to go inside and hang out and play cards and have a good old time, a few drinks. Well, while everybody's going inside, I'm like, oh, I got to go to the bathroom. And if you know about guys having to go to the bathroom, it's convenient because you can find a bush outside. So I go outside and I find myself a bush, look around, nobody's around. All right, here we go. And if you're a guy, you know this. I'm not an unbuttoner. I drop the zipper and I go digging. And
always unbutton.
I know. I've learned a lesson. So here it is. I didn't unbutton, Brock. I went through the zipper and I went digging, found it. And if you know anything about that, if you get it out that way, there's certain angles, there's pressure on it. So here I go. I'm going. It's the first one of the night, so it's long. Halfway through, and if you're a guy, you know this. My thumb slipped, and that thing went back into its bunker like a mole going into a mole hole, man. Right, immediate, midstream. I couldn't stop. And at the time, I was wearing tan cargo shorts.
Classic,
and, dude. The whole front of my shorts just went the darker color. You know, extremely noticeable. So here I am outside, 8:30 at night, with cargo shorts that are half drenched. With a girlfriend inside that I'm basically bringing out for the first time that I kind of like. This girl is, you know, it's top of my list here. So I'm outside thinking, oh, I can't say that I peed my pants. Billy peed his pants, but I don't think she's
you
seen that movie.
Cool
I'm not.
Unless you pee your pants.
I ain't going to be cool, though, because this is the first time I'm really hanging out with this girl. So it's a windy night. So I come up with the story like, oh, yeah, I just peed into the wind. So I go, it's like 45 minutes walking around outside trying to come up with a story. Finally, everybody comes out like, dude, what are you doing? Coming to hang out with us. And somebody notices. They're like, oh, my God, Hunter peed his pants. And dude, the most embarrassing. So I told everybody, like, yeah, I was, you know, it's windy, and I peed into the wind. No, you didn't. Yeah, and till this day, I don't think I've told her that
you just peed your pants? It slipped off
your
thumb.
I just peed my pants.
Why didn't you grab like a garden hose and wet the rest of your pants and your body and would have been like, dude, some kids just came by and threw water balloons at me. This is ridiculous.
I was under pressure, man.
You still realize that you still told everyone that you got pee all over you.
God.
This is a terrible lie.
The rest of the night. It was a terrible lie. But that's all I could come up with because it was windy. I'm like, the wind. They're like, yeah, okay. I guess it was the wind, wasn't it?
A terrible lie. Yeah, the wind coming from your head, for God's sakes.
Yeah. So, lesson learned, unbutton. Take the extra second.
Always. Always unbutton. It's not worth the embarrassment. You don't want to be like Hunter, okay? No one wants to be like Hunter. All right.
Well, I hope she's listening.
Yeah, she's like, oh, my God, she divorces you because of it.
Yeah.
It's all based on a lie. She divorces you at that point. Like, what? Just because I peed my pants 8 years ago? Yeah.
Yeah, you lie. You're a liar.
You're a liar. I want a divorce right now. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We got more when we come back with your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. Old peeping
WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Danger zone. Danger zone. Good morning. 757 Brock Hunter.
In coordinates with this song, I'm pretty sure today the Blue Angels are doing like a nationwide flyby in respects to the COVID-19, which is going to be pretty cool, man.
Nice.
So you can step outside.
Topic, but all right, great. Yeah. Is that a lie? Were you lying to us? Your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. What's the dumbest lie you've ever told that someone actually believed? Rick had a good one. He said to my kids, see that giant tower over there? It's a microwave tower. That's how our microwave gets its energy to cook the food. What? All right, Dad.
It's like such an unnecessary lie.
Yeah.
You don't have to lie about that.
Like, Lloyd said, dumbest lie I ever told, wedding vows. Whoo.
Wow. Hey, damn.
Nicholas said that penguins could fly underwater. They can't fly underwater? I think you might have told me that.
I think they might be able to. Can they?
Is it swimming or is it flying? I don't know. Let's see. Sherry. Sherry's berries.
Berries.
She said the dumbest lie she ever told was that she got a scar on her arm in Vietnam. She was 3 when it ended. Wait a minute. That timeline doesn't add up.
Really?
Oh, that's crazy. I mean, technically, you could get it in the country of Vietnam, I guess.
Yeah.
I like Tracy's. We'll end with Tracy's. What's the dumbest lie you've ever told and someone believed it? She said that my grandpa was a crop duster and I used to fly the plane when he wasn't able to. Yeah, my grandpa's a crop duster, and when he's busy, I fly the plane.
He lets me fly him.
I do so good crop dusting. It's amazing.
Did you ever have that kid in school? It's just like he lied all the time. Like he never told the truth. Like everything was over exaggerated. Everything. It's just, and everybody knew that he was lying, but everybody just kind of leaned into it. They're like, it's fun to listen to. Just let him go.
Do you remember the song Tipsy? Everybody in the club getting tipsy.
Yes.
Write that song. Everybody in the club getting tipsy. I'm going to keep doing it until I really get it sold. Anyway, we had a kid in school. I can't remember his name for the life of me, but he straight like dead ass told us, oh, yeah, I helped produce that song.
Oh, yeah. You're friends with Jaquan, huh?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and see, because he's from, like, the Milwaukee area, so, you know, being from Wisconsin, he's like, oh, yeah, I helped produce that song. Dude, you're 15. What are you talking about?
Yeah, what exactly did you help with? Tell us.
I just produced it. I mixed it down. I directed the music video.
No
one believed him. No one believed. You're full of it, you big phony. All right. We'll take a quick break. More when we come back. Stick around.
Rock 107.